Israel has pioneered a new type of all-seeing precision weapon, the armed drone. The capabilities of this hunter-killer, which can track a person walking along a street, then strike with precision, are a military secret. To use these weapons against civilians is a war crime. But a Guardian investigation has uncovered evidence from the Israeli military themselves that proves just how clearly these weapons can see. So why did one of these drones kill an entire family having tea in their courtyard? Why did these hunter killers target a group of women and girls walking down the street holding a white flag? Nearly 1,400 Palestinians were killed in the attack on Gaza. More than half were civilians. 431 of them were children. 6 members of Munir's family were killed by an armed drone. They were having tea in their courtyard when they saw a drone in the sky above, watching them. Then it fired. Fatia is Munir's niece. Her mother, father, and 4 siblings were killed in the attack. The Guardian spent 3 weeks in Gaza investigating why so many civilians and children were killed in the 23-day siege. Were they all cases of mistaken identity? This internal Israeli magazine, obtained by The Guardian, contains eyewitness reports from Israeli soldiers who fought in the conflict. When we investigated further, we found this interview in the magazine's online version, Shavuz. The man quoted is a serving drone operator from the latest offensive. He describes just how clearly these drones can see.
We identified a terrorist that looked like an Israeli soldier. Our camera enabled us to see him very clearly. He was wearing a green parka jacket, and he was walking around with a huge radio that looked exactly like an army radio. He was wearing an army helmet and he was ducking down with a weapon close to the wall wearing black trousers. It was very clear he wasn't a soldier.
Former British artillery commander, Major Chris Cobb-Smith, has 30 years' experience in the world's worst combat zones. He visited the family during his work with Amnesty investigating war crimes.
Why did we see so much indiscriminate killing of the civilian population? And I think questions have got to be asked and investigations have got to be done as to why that happened. We visited a case where a family, virtually an entire family, were killed in their courtyard by one of these drone attacks. They'd been hit with an advanced weapon system with extreme accuracy, and to me there's absolutely no excuse whatsoever for this.
The sophistication of this technology is really very impressive. And what it allows you to do is watch scenes, watch individual people with phenomenal detail. You can sit over a target area for many hours on end while your presence is more or less undetected.
The watching is done from a control room similar to this one, usually miles away from the battlefield. Then the button is pressed. Mariam's daughter, Martha, and niece Fatin were killed on January the 8th whilst trying to seek refuge during the fighting.
معقدات ولبسات شنطة صغيرة في إيدها وماشي بتمشي قدامه وأنا وراها تطلع عليه بتقول لي هيك تطلع امشي 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 زي هيك
في الموقع في نفس هذا الموقع كنت انا هنا واختي مآثر وفاتن كانوا قدامينا
هنشوف هرمون هالصاروخ هيك وهالضربة وهالنار على الارض تنخبط حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل
الصاروخ الساخن على وشي اثر على وشي ما قدرتش اتحمل لفيت وشي هيك وبعدين صرت اجري لما صرت اجري بدأت لفت على موقع الحدث يعني بدي اشوف مين مات بدي اشوف مين ضلوا عايش
يا بناتي يا بناتي قعدت اقول هنتي يا بناتي يا بنات وانا قادر اطلع والناس بيسدوني بقول تعالى لقيت يضرب عليك صاروخ ثاني حينزل عليك صاروخ ثاني من الزنان
This hole is the telltale signature of an Israeli armed drone. Mariam and her daughter Athia were just 2 meters from the girls when they died.
It can find the target, it can positively identify it, shoot, and then confirm that the right target has been engaged. And it's certainly going on in Gaza and other places where Israel is involved.
Mariam spots an unmanned reconnaissance balloon, and the pair start to panic.
خلص ارجوك كفايه كده خلاص تتحرك تتحرك انا اول زمانه بخاف بعرفش اجمع خالص ولا بعرف افكر
Mariam is too terrified to continue and hurries back towards her house Amnesty International uncovered 48 deaths by armed drones during the course of a wider investigation but they believe there were many more
scores of people were killed in these densely populated areas in individual buildings, which were not legitimate military targets. You know, this is almost endemic out there. This isn't just the odd occasion. We were going to scene upon scene upon scene, incident upon incident.
We asked the Israeli army about their use of armed drones on civilians, but they refused to be interviewed.
Israel's armed UAVs, these unmanned aerial vehicles, they've been an open secret in Israeli service for years now. I would imagine that there was, from the beginning, an impetus to keep that secret, simply so that the people that they were out to get with these systems wouldn't know what was coming after them.
The Israeli army also refused to respond to testimonies by Gazan families whose relatives had been killed in drone attacks. Instead, they offered this written statement.
The IDF operated in accordance with the rules of war and did the utmost to minimize harm to civilians uninvolved in combat. The IDF's use of weapons conforms to international law.
Each one of these deaths, including the families of Mariam and Munir, was videoed by the drone that killed them. Every mission is recorded and archived. If Israel wants to refute these allegations of war crimes, it has the evidence to do so.
هيك وصفونا شلحونا لواعي وربطونا واحنا هيك وفي بعض ربطونا
نسمعهم صاروا يطخوا صاروا هذا نقول خلص
This is the story of three young brothers Nafiz, Ali and Ala and how they were used as human shields in direct contravention of the laws of war On the 5th of January the Israeli army forced them from their house at gunpoint This Israeli army magazine found in the ruins of a destroyed Gazan home shows Nafiz, who is 16, along with three men, before he says he was stripped to his underpants and bare feet and used as a shield for the soldiers. It would be 8 days before he was allowed to return home. International law forbids the use of civilians as military shields. It is a war crime. These Israeli soldiers were filmed in 2007 in the West Bank. They are seen shielding behind the Palestinian civilian in the black t-shirt as they go on house-to-house searches. The Israeli military have also used children before. Here, in this photograph taken in the West Bank, a boy has been tied to the front of a military jeep. The youngest of the three brothers, Ala, is just 14. Their mother Nisreen watched her sons being taken away.
انا شفت الشوف لقيت بطلت اجمع يعني حسيت ان اولادي راحوا بتطلع في الجندي بقول لي انت حماس بقول له لا انا مش حماس احنا مزارعين وانت جاي تشطر على مزارعين
The Israeli army was searching for Palestinian fighters.
بعدين بقوا ياخذونا يعني على الدور كضراع بشري لهم بقوا خششونا في الدور
Bound and in only their underwear The boys were sent into each house to check they were safe for the soldiers to enter.
وقعدنا في البيت بيجوا ربع ساعة بعدين طلعونا برا وصلبونا على الحيطان وبعد ما صلبونا على الحيطان صاروا يطخوا حوالينا.
The houses were searched one by one, then each was destroyed.
هذا قاعدونا برضه تحتيها قاعدونا قبل ما يبصفوها ما قال فيها جيش برضه لما طلعونا من غير ودونا على البيت هذا
وما كنت عارف عن ولادي أي حاجة يعني قعدت 4-5 أيام وأنا بنامش طولت الليل بتحضن في الولد الرابع حسيت خلاص أنا فقد الثلاثة ماليش إلا هو هذا الرابع طولت الليل وأنا بعبط فيه وبدفي فيه حسيت أنا خلاص فقدت ولادي الثلاثة.
After using them to clear the houses, the soldiers then marched the boys to a makeshift Israeli camp. The young prisoners were then forced to kneel in front of a line of tanks to deter Palestinian fighters from attacking the camp.
كانت الدبابة تمشي إيش؟ كانت ورانا. إحنا فكرنا إن الدبابة تطلع فوقينا.
يركز على جنبه يقول له اعدل حالك. يخبطه ويقول له اعدل حالك. ما نعرفش ننام بالمرة.
بعد يوم ونص حوطوا علينا سلك وبعد ما حوطوا علينا سلك يعني صارت تقع الشظايا تاعت القذائف علينا. وفي حجر بطون طار هيو طار علينا من غاد وقع هيو عنا هان.
Ali and Ala were released into their neighborhood.
ولما رجع أولادي يعني ما صدقتش يحضنوا فيه وببوس فيهم رجعوا لي اثنين والثالث ما رجعش يعني أنا لما أولادي اثنين دخلوا علي كمان حسيت إنه الثالث يعني معدوم إيش اللي صار في الثالث يعني بأسأله وين أخوك قاعد الصبي يصيح ما جاوبنيش وين أخوك.
Nafiz and some of the other prisoners had been taken over the border into Israel.
رمونا فوق بعض وخلونا جوا عندهم على المستوطنين حققوا معنا خلوا يحطونا عند المحقق ويضل ايش بدنا حماس وما فيش عنده تفاهم بيغلط عليك وبيضرب.
Nafiz was later taken back to Gaza and released. Israel's own Supreme Court has ruled against using civilians as shields, declaring that it violates international law. In their defense, the Israeli army has accused Palestinian fighters of using their own people as human shields. But investigations by Amnesty and Human Rights Watch have found no evidence to back up these claims. We asked the Israeli army about their use of human shields in this conflict. They refused to give an interview to The Guardian. Instead, they issued this statement.
Israeli forces were instructed to make no use, for any purpose whatsoever, of the civilian population during the combat, and certainly not as human shields. After an inquiry with the commanders who fought in the area, there is no evidence that such events occurred. Anyone who chooses to accuse the IDF of these acts creates an incorrect and false impression of the IDF and its soldiers, who act ethically and in accord with international law.
International law states that medical workers and ambulance drivers tending to the wounded must not be targeted under any circumstances. To do so is a war crime. In the 23-day attack on Gaza, the Israeli army is accused of ignoring that basic law of war, killing 16 medical workers and wounding a further 22. They also bombed 15 of Gaza's 27 hospitals. In scenes like this one, filmed on January the 7th, the ambulance men can be clearly seen trying to pick up the body of a man lying on the ground. The Israeli army continue to fire on them as they try to run back to their ambulance. One of the medics is hit in the leg. Other paramedics told The Guardian how their ambulances had been directly targeted. Israel is a pioneer of precision weapons and a world leader in advanced optics. Their weapons have viewfinders that are so crystal clear that, according to the Israeli military themselves, they can see the color of a target's clothes. So why were 38 medical workers killed or injured by the Israeli forces when they had the technology to see exactly who they were hitting? On January 4th, ambulance drivers Yasser and Hazim were two of five medics called out to an olive grove to collect the wounded. As they tried to help the injured men, a helicopter gunship opened fire on them.
هذا بعدين صار رش طيارة الهليكوبتر بالرصاص. رصاص هذا كله رصاص. فنطيت اطلع على الشباب لقيت الشباب مقطعين اللي هو شبابنا لابسين الستر ومبينين للشمس ومبينين للسماء والأرض ومبين الإسعاف ومبين اللوحة تبع الإسعاف كله شغال.
The Israeli army uses a sophisticated computer targeting system in their helicopters. It relies on the crew actually being able to see their targets before they opened fire. The helicopter was that close, and yet it killed three medics wearing bright orange vests in the middle of the day.
فشردنا فكان وهو بيجري الإسعاف كان برضو ضرب متواصل وراء الطواقم الطبية يعني استهداف مباشر للطواقم الطبية إنه الطواقم الطبية في جميع أنحاء العالم هي غير مستهدفة من ناحية عسكرية تحترم في أي مكان تكون موجودة فيه.
These men, veteran medics, are still in shock.
طير الراحي يأكل الراحي يأكل الراحي كمان سرقة جهنا وإحنا كمان جينا كمان سرقة غاد. وجه واحد من المسافين لقيناه على الشقة هذيك طاير.
باقي الصاروخ اللي ضربوا فيه شباب الإسعاف هذا نزلوه على شباب الإسعاف اللي جايين ينقذوا الناس الأبرياء الناس الغلابة. طلع. يعني زمايلنا بأي حق يقتلوا هم مبينين أنهم ما هم مش مسلحين ولا هم يعني بيشتغلوا لا في مقاومة ولا في أي شغلة جايين يسعفوا ناس نروح بدون شبابنا يعني الله يرحمهم.
For 2 days, the crew tried repeatedly to collect their colleagues' remains, but each time they came under fire from Israeli forces. It's not just ambulance crews that have been targeted by the Israeli military. During the assault on Gaza, Israeli forces bombed over half of Gaza's hospitals, 15 in all, and damaged a further 44 clinics, destroying two of them completely. The Israeli military had been given all the coordinates of these hospitals and clinics by the UN, yet somehow they managed to hit 59 medical facilities. Did one of the world's most sophisticated armies get it wrong 59 times? Or did they not care who they hit in their search for Palestinian rocket launchers and fighters? Again, the laws of war state that the response must be proportionate to the threat. Dr. Mahmoud works in Al-Quds Hospital. He was there when it was shelled with white phosphorus, a toxic chemical that burns through anything it touches. On an average day, there are 30 children in this nursery.
I was in a theater. I am a plastic surgeon in the plastic surgery unit. One shot, fire. When we finished the operation, we go out to the road and we look about and we see the fire here. Broken down from all the building here. F-60, Apache, all around us.
The 300 people in the hospital, including the critically ill, were forced to flee on foot while still coming under attack.
We walk because we don't know what happened after. Maybe we think maybe all of the building was a fire. And we walk all the street.
The Israeli army says it has now launched an extensive investigation into its conduct during the offensive and is looking into allegations that hospitals were targeted. In the past, Israel has accused Palestinian fighters of hijacking ambulances and taking refuge in hospitals. But international law is clear. Hospitals and medical staff may not be targeted unless they themselves are directly involved in the fighting. On January 4th, the same day as the helicopter attack in the olive grove, a second ambulance crew was hit. This time they were shelled by a tank. Khalid and his two colleagues, Arafa and Ala, were responding to five civilians critically injured by an Israeli tank shell.
الحين أنا شايفهم جايبين مصاب رجليه تنتين مضروبات متهتكات نهائي هم حملينه ووصلوا تقريبا هاد وصلوا الإسعاف قال القذيفة بتنخبط في الإسعاف أنا برجع بقيت حاط إيدي على الباب بدي أنزل أحمل معهم، شفت حالي برا الإسعاف أنا، فأنا بطلع في حالي هيك بتفقد في حالي، لقيت حالي كويس، حط إيدي على رأسي لقيت فيه دم، قلت أنا مدام بجري وبمشي بهمش يعني دم.
The ambulance had been hit by a tank shell packed with 8,000 tiny nails called flechettes. Arafa's body was filled with these nails.
جراي لقيت عرفة قاعد هيك وقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله ورفع يديه، لقوا الكاب تبعه مليان مسامير زي هدول. الشاب اللي كانوا جايبينه لقيته متقطع بدون راس، كان رجليه تنتين وراسه راح. أنا صرت يعني ارتبكت ما عرفت إيش أسوي، صرت أجري من هال لهال لهال.
He raised the alarm, but the first ambulance workers on the scene turned back, fearing they too would be targeted.
طبعا أنا بنساهم مش لحتى اللحظة، عمري ما بنساهم ولا عمري حنساهم، يعني 24 ساعة دائما في بالي 24 ساعة.
With a total of 38 medics killed or injured and 59 hospitals or medical clinics hit, some completely destroyed, we asked the Israeli army why this was necessary. They declined our request for an on-camera interview but provided us with this written statement.
The IDF does not target medics or other medical staff. As a part of their training, IDF soldiers receive instructions on identifying and avoiding injury to medical staff on the battlefield. However, in light of the difficult reality of warfare in the Gaza Strip, carried out in urban and densely populated areas, medics who operate in the area take the risk upon themselves.